Hey girl, welcome to Better You Podcast, where we're all about reaching for a better version of ourselves while keeping things realistic and doable. My name's Katrina, a mama of two who's obsessed with self-care, personal development, and supporting women on their journey any way I can. I'm here to give you simple tools and strategies that you can use to take care of your life, including your mind, as you design a life you love one day at a time. The goal is to ditch the busy, the stressed, the tired, and build confidence that we need to choose joy and alignment. In this podcast, expect real talk, a little tough love, and simple takeaways that you can start using right now. Life is full of ups and downs, but with the right tools and mindset, we can truly live a life that we love. I'm right here with you, girl, your new BFF. Let's go. Hey girl, I'm so glad you're here today for another episode of Better You, because I want to talk about making shit work for you, making it fit you and your life and your needs, and letting go of the textbook version, the Pinterest version, the social media version, and making it fit you. And the biggest area I think this comes up in is when we're taught, well, not the biggest, it comes up in everything, relationships, marriages, you know, what your house looks like, how it's designed, how you dress yourself. It comes up everywhere. So I take that first thing back. But I think it comes up very often in self-care. And since self-care is, you know, a big part of what I talk about and how my goal is to help us understand it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can just work for us. There's no like, you know, one way fits all, one size fits all. And sometimes we get so overwhelmed, we can't even start. So that's like something I like to talk about. And one of these things I want us to let go is like this right way, this perfect way. Instead, like I want us to actually make it work for us. So I'm running a group right now, All For You 2.0. And it's a self-care like challenge type group. And each week we add a self-care practice to essentially build a self-care routine that works for us. Like that's my goal with this group I'm running. And we've done things like add drinking water, add a gratitude practice, you know, eat some fruits and veggies, personal development, different things like that, right? And each week we're adding one of these practices into our week. And the whole idea is to like explore these different practices, find what works for us, and create, you know, a self-care routine that serves us. Instead of not know where to start, here, let's add this in this week. How does that feel for you type stuff? And, you know, like any course, if you've ever done a course or if you've ever started something new, like, you know, any new change, we all started out strong. And the vibe was good in the group and people were excited. And then by week two and by week three, like momentum was starting to get lost, right? And there was like this guilt and this shame and I'm a failure and I can't do it type mentality. Maybe not that dramatic, but it was just like a frustration and nope, I haven't been doing that stuff. And so then of course that's like what we do, right? Honestly, that's where our brain goes. We try it for a few days and then when it doesn't stick, we immediately go into that like, see, I knew I couldn't do it. I knew I shouldn't have signed up for this, like blah, blah, blah. Like that's where our brain goes. I just can't drink the water. I'm just not a morning person. I just, right? And that's what happens. When in reality, if we're really being like totally sane and like looking at the bigger picture and just getting out of our own way, it takes a while to build a habit. It takes a long time to build a habit. And it also takes a long time to unbuild a habit, to unlearn a habit, right? That takes a long time too. It takes a while to learn new things, to get the hang of it, to figure out how to make it work for you, and then how to make it stick. That takes a while. And we're in a world of like instant gratification, right? Instant gratification. So now we want those results immediately, right? We want to try the thing and then boom, we already feel great. We've lost weight. We are stronger. We're whatever. That's what we think sometimes. And I think we all know someone who has gone on a diet or done something in the health realm and then they drop weight quickly, right? And when you talk to them, they're either like pumped about losing the weight, but then they're miserable because there's like so many limitations or they're missing, you know, sugar or that donut or creamer in their coffee, or they're like, oh, only this many more weeks or this many more days till it's over, or gosh, I'm like 7 pounds away from that number, then I'm going to be happy and I'm going to stop this, or whatever it is. I know you all know a person who's done that. And it really is like, yes, they're pumped about losing the weight, but they're like, you know, all these limitations, all these restrictions, all these things I'm missing, counting down the days, waiting till that weight till we get there. And in my mind, now, if that's you, that's fine. This is me. I'm allowed to have an opinion. So like, it's okay if we disagree. But in my mind, I'm thinking, first of all, that's not realistic. You're going to drop the weight doing that thing. Don't even enjoy the process. And then when you're done, you're just going to go right back to what you were doing beforehand. And then you're just going to go right back to what, like the size and the everything that you were, right? It's not sustainable. You're not building the habits and creating the lifestyle that actually supports that weight or that size or that feeling or that whatever it is you're like, whatever journey you're on, right? Like, you're not building the habits. It's like if you woke up, if the fairy godmother came and, you know, gave you your perfect body and you woke up and boom, you were that perfect body, perfect hair, perfect face, perfect whatever you want, size, I don't know what's important to you. That would be great, but do you have the habits in place and have you built a lifestyle that would support that perfect body, hair, whatever? I know for me, if that happened for me, I don't have the workout routine that would support the body that I think's the perfect body for me. I definitely, if I had the perfect hair, I don't know how to make my hair perfect like that. So I definitely would struggle in the hair, like it, right? There's so many things. You have to build the habits and change the lifestyle, and that sounds drastic. Adjust your lifestyle to support what it is that you're wanting out of life, right? But in order to do that, you have to put in the reps. You've got to fail so you can make adjustments after you fail, right? We learn after we fail. We've got to go through that trial and error phase to learn what works for us, to learn what works well, to learn what doesn't work, to make adjustments. We have to have that in order to do this. There are no magic pills, magic potions, quick fixes, or fairy godmothers to get us where we want to go in our self-care routine, in our health, in our fitness, in our wellness, in our mindset, in any of that. There is nothing, there's no shortcut. And if it's a shortcut, then it's not realistic and it's not sustainable. Okay. So like, of course I'm in the mom phase and I think about like, you know, when you have a baby, okay, you pack the diaper bag this way, then you guys go out somewhere and then you're like, oh my gosh, this doesn't work. Or you pack it whatever way and you're like, sweet, this was awesome. I love where we put the diapers. I love where the bottles are. Like, that's a trial and error. Or in a business, you know, you try things out. Nobody bought, nobody signed up or whatever. You adjust, you get feedback, you try again, trial and error. That's how we do that in business. There's a case like this for everything in life. And for some reason, sometimes we stick with it and we go through the process. But for some reason, when it comes to like health and self-care, which in my opinion is as important as anything, because if you don't have your health, you have nothing. If you don't have your health, your mindset, your wellness, your like feeling good, you have nothing, okay? When we try this with self-care and health and our wellness and stuff, we quit before we even give ourselves to keep putting the reps in and go through that trial and error phase. And those who are successful, those people who you see on social media or in real life and you're like, gosh, their body this, their energy this, whatever, I bet if you talk to them, they will tell you they've been working at it. They've been, oh, I tried this and this didn't work and I worked on this and oh, and now I'm changing this and I've been at this for 7 years and whatever it is. Nobody gets there with a quick fix and it just sustains it, right? So like lately, I have been really excited about reaching for a better version of myself. I've really been trying to like challenge myself and find ways to be better and improve in like basically all the different aspects of life. Next month I'm running a 10 miler and then the next weekend I'm running a half marathon. Like what? Who is this person? But I'm doing it, right? I've been working on anxiety and food allergies and stomach bloat, and I've been working on relationships and how I parent, and I've worked with a podcast coach, all these different things. And I've been pumped about it all. Now, I'm not going to lie and say it's all been exciting. I've cried. I've struggled. I've had really hard seasons. I mean, I'm in a new season with this job. This is my first year out of the classroom after 10 years. Like that's been new. I'm not going to lie and say it's all been hunky-dory. It has not. Yes, there have been many, many pros to leaving the classroom and trying this new job and the flexibility and blah, blah, blah. But there have been a lot of cons too. So there are comfortable and uncomfortable and pros and cons to every bit of it. You just kind of have to pick, where are you willing to give the effort? Where are you willing to put in the work? Where are you willing to be uncomfortable? It's uncomfortable to stay where you're at, and it's uncomfortable to grow. It's all like, you just have to decide where you're putting your eggs in what basket, right? But the reason why I think I've been so excited, even though shit has been hard, I've cried, I've struggled, I've failed, I swear, I've all of it, okay? The reason why I think I'm still excited and I still keep brushing myself off and getting back up is because my biggest thing that I'm really learning is I'm giving myself grace. I'm human. You're human. We are not meant to like get it right away. We are not meant to get it every week, every day. It all looks different. Our best looks different every day. You have good days. You have good weeks. Then you have shitty days and weeks, right? Good days, bad days, but it's a journey. I'm not trying to just race to that finish line and cross it and be done. It's a journey, okay? So I think one big thing is I've been giving myself grace, even with running. Some days 2 miles feels so fucking hard. And then last week I ran 7.5. It's weird how that works, but I'm like, what is it doing for me to get mad at myself or shame myself or think I'm failing if I can't run the 2 miles? Well, I ran the 2 miles, but okay, it was hard. Like yesterday I ran 4.5 and I thought I was dying. And I'm like, and I'm supposed to be running a half marathon next month, but that's just how it goes. It doesn't serve me to be that hard on myself. Okay. So you got to give grace where grace is due. Now, grace is a different thing than it being a perfectly good day for me to run and me just being like, yeah, I'll probably do it later. No, that's the wrong kind of grace, okay? So I've been giving myself grace. The other thing is I don't have a timeline. I'm working on all these things. I mean, besides the fact, yes, I have a date that I'm running my races, but all the other things I was talking about, I am not putting like a, if I don't have this many podcast followers by this date, or if I haven't made this weight by this date, I don't do that. Because it's not about the finish line. And when we dwell and focus on the finish line, I feel like it seems even further and further away. I am trying to focus more on enjoying the process. And that is with running and working on my relationships and my new job and growing my podcast and working on my business and, you know, being the best mama I can be, all of it. If we focus on the finish line, it seems so fucking far away. And then we start losing the joy because we're getting so honed in and like hyper-focused on the finish line, then we're missing all the middle stuff. And the middle stuff's where the juice is, okay? So I don't have a timeline and I'm not focusing on the finish line. I'm focusing on who I need to be to get there and what I need to do in the process. And that has been really cool. I don't do limitations. Now, as soon as I say, and this is the way I work, I know some people are like better cold turkey or whatever, but as soon as I say I can't or like something like that, like I can't have it, then I like want it even more. And then it pisses me off because I'm like, what is this life if I can't even eat the Doritos or whatever? So I don't do limitations. Now, I can do less of something. Like, obviously, I'm not going to sit and eat the whole king size bag of Doritos. But if I'm at a like barbecue with friends, I'm going to get a handful of Doritos. Fine, right? I don't do limitations because I think as soon as I start doing limitations, I'm done for and it doesn't work for me. So that's been something I've done. I'll do less. I'll modify, but I don't say no. I can't set like limitations like that. I think what else has been cool is it's like, how can I make it work for me? Like when and how I want. Okay. So running, for example, I've done like the apps. I've done like when you search online, they give you spreadsheets of what days to run and what to do. Like all of that's good guidance. And sometimes I follow it strictly and sometimes I don't. But there are so many tools and resources out there. The beauty of it is you pick and choose and you make it work for you. Now that's for nutrition. That's for working out. That's for how you parent. That's for any of it, right? Make it fit you. So if you are like trying a new workout program and it just feels forced and it feels awful, not because it's hard and you haven't been working out, but if it's because it just doesn't feel aligned or you're not totally like pumped about it, can you mix and match? Like, I think one of the things my husband and I love to do, we have what's called Body now, but like Beachbody, we have Beachbody on demand. And I like the leg workout from this program. And I like the arm workout from this program and the cardio from these two programs. And we just kind of mix and match. Like, I don't have to stick to that program if I don't want to. Now, there's been times though, and I know some people like to like start a program and finish it all the way through. That works too. But it's just what season of life you're in and what works for you. There's not a textbook for how to do any of this stuff. Parenting, whether your kids sleep with you or not, who gives a shit? We got to make it work for us. And as soon as we stop making it work for us and we try to do it other people's ways, that's when we get like, that's when it just, we lose the joy. Now, that's different. Like if you're like, hey, my kid's not sleeping through the night, or hey, I'm not losing weight or whatever, and you get advice from people, of course, try their way. But that doesn't mean that's the end all be all. Okay. So make it work for you when and how you want. With whatever. I mean, some people might meal prep and it's salads every day. Other people might hate salads. That doesn't mean that's the only way you can meal prep and have, you know, healthy lunches. There are so many things out there. So let's like loosen our grip a bit on some of these goals and some of these expectations. Some of them are like so white knuckled trying to get to that finish line. And we realize, like, you got to realize sometimes it's not serving you. Okay. If you don't like something, whether it's in your workout routine, what you're eating, your relationships, your job, freaking don't eat that food, or don't do that workout, or have conversations and see what changes you can make at work, right? We have the power, and it can be more flexible if we get curious and try, okay? It is not easy to do things differently than what society tells us. It's not easy to go against the grain. It's not. But with all these restrictions and limitations and stuff, like, that shit sucks, and that's not the only way, okay? People do share what works for them and what makes them successful, but maybe a different way works for you. So just, like, my purpose for today's conversation, it's really just to, like, bring awareness to how we're approaching self-care, how we're approaching things for ourselves. Like, just be mindful of there's not one shoe that fits. There's not one size fits all. It's not one approach, you know, works for everyone. So like anything new that you're trying to improve on or learn or implement, it's all going to be hard. You just got to keep adjusting and keep going through, like, allow yourself to even get to that trial and error phase, okay? Whatever it is. And I happen to be talking about self-care, but I mean, if you're reading all this stuff about the power of waking up early and the power of a morning routine, that's great. And that's for a lot of people, but maybe you're not the morning routine person and you're actually the person who's got the solid evening routine. Maybe that's what you need in your life. And you've been trying for 2 years to be a morning routine person. I'm giving you permission right now to let go of that. Maybe you're the evening routine person. You see what I'm saying? Like, make this work for you. Okay. Yes. Use the tools and resources, but adapt them and really make them work for you. We got to give ourselves grace, you guys. And that doesn't happen. You got to know it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight to learn to give yourself grace, but it also doesn't happen overnight to just see success with whatever you're trying, especially if it's new or different. Our best looks different every day, and we aren't striving for perfection. I'm reminding you of that. Good Lord, when you start the, you know, nutrition changes or when you start the workout or what, like, perfect is just not going to happen. Yeah, you got that day, you killed it and you were on point. But the next might not be that way. So we are not striving for perfection. We're striving for consistency. How can you move forward today? And how can you keep trying to make progress? That's what you just got to keep reminding yourself of, because it's different every day. It's different every week, right? You got to get knocked down. You got to brush it off. You got to stand back up and then make adjustments. That's how this works. Got to keep putting in those reps though. We can't keep quitting. It doesn't feel good to start over and start over, right? Stand back up. Just keep trying again. Take a new approach. Get curious. Include joy. This, if you're doing something, whether it's working out or self-care or, I don't know, working on your relationships or working on your job or whatever, this stuff is not supposed to be miserable, okay? If you are fucking miserable in the process, then I feel like you're not doing it right, because it shouldn't be miserable. Now, miserable is not to be confused with uncomfortable. There's a lot of shit that's uncomfortable. That's different than miserable, okay? So not miserable, but yes, you're supposed to be uncomfortable, because we're growing here, folks, right? Always connect with your why. What is your why? Why are you trying to be better? Why are you trying to improve yourself? Why are you trying to grow? Why are you trying to learn more? That has to be so strong to keep you going, okay? But you've got this. You've got this. I'm right here with you, girl. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you found a takeaway that was helpful for you or something that resonated. I'd love to know if you liked my message. It would be awesome if you would DM me or share this episode and tag me at Katrina McMurtry. We're in this together. You're already doing it. You're making moves. I'm so grateful you're here. Keep being awesome.